WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Novelist Toni Morrison is one of the most eloquent voices on the Black experience in America. In 1977, she won the National Book Critics Circle Award for her novel Song of Solomon. Morrison's new book, Beloved, is her first novel in 7 years. Our book critic John Leonard has this review.
Toni Morrison's masterwork is a ghost story about history. At its very center is an act as awful as anything imagined by the Old Testament and the Greeks, the sacrifice of a child. But first, we must circle around through everything we'd prefer to forget about ourselves as a nation. Seth, a teenaged mother of three and pregnant with her fourth, is a runaway slave. This is what she leaves behind in 1854 in a river passage from the Sweet Home plantation of Kentucky to the free state of Ohio. A husband driven mad at her violation by white masters, whippings that left a scar tree on her back that flowered red roses, black boys hanging from the most beautiful sycamore trees in the world, laughing dead men who wore three-spoke collars on their necks and iron bits in their mouths, and who would, before, during, and after the Civil War, be sold to rock piles and chain gangs, sleep in coffins, hide in caves, fight for food with owls and pigs, and astonish themselves with the beauty of a land that was not theirs. According to Paul D., the last of the Sweet Home men, on nights when the sky was personal, weak with the weight of its own stars, he made himself not love it. According to Seth, it made her wonder if hell was a pretty place too. Paul D. won't find Seth and her daughter Denver for 19 years. Then he will chase a spiteful ghost from their house in Cincinnati. But he won't know the ghost's name, nor how to cope with the young woman, Beloved, who replaces that ghost. He won't know that the fugitive Seth enjoyed just one whole moon of unslaved life before the white men arrived on horseback, and Seth, like a black Medea, raised a handsaw, and Denver swallowed her sister's blood right along with her mother's milk. Who is Beloved with the unlined midnight skin? Beloved swam up from death, up through flowers and diamonds and iron circles, up out of blue water, to eat all the love that was left in the world. She is the devouring past, all that is unforgiven and denied. It's impossible in this brief compass to do more than hint at Morrison's many wonders. Beloved evokes the land as if another D.H. Lawrence were at work, or another Gauguin. It acquaints us with the unendingness of women's work, even out of slavery. It is the epic song and sadness of the people of the broken necks, of fire-cooked blood and black girls who had lost their ribbons. It is the stuff of fairy tales, from Denver's emerald light to the madness of hummingbirds with needle beaks, as lost children are offered up to a shameful god. That's a sufficiency. But there's much, much more. It's not enough to say that the author of Song of Solomon has written another splendid novel. Beloved belongs on the highest shelf of American literature, even if half a dozen canonized white boys have to be elbowed off. The thing is, now I can't imagine American literature without it. Without Beloved, our imagination of the nation's self has a hole in it big enough to die from.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed Toni Morrison's new novel, Beloved.